see Heidi and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Week of the big birthday bash is Saturday. 8 o'clock p.m. Doors open at the Vault 350 in Long Beach. Be there for our 7th anniversary party.
And bring a canned good for Shayna.
Because people are stealing her food from the company fridge.
Can you imagine we do a little canned drive for Shayna?
It'll be bigger than the Smart and Final thing that Judge Leo does.
No perishables now. She can't eat that fast.
So she brought her box of... Are Hot Pockets frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pizza rolls and stuff. So it's frozen food. Kind of gourmet.
So they come, four or six to a box. I mean, there's several in the box, right? So that's why she brought the whole box in, stick in the freezer. You're suggesting, Frank, she's, just bring in what you're going to eat that day. Don't leave anything here. Well,
if you have a freezer refrigerator at home, pack your lunch before you leave.
That's a lot of trouble, though.
Trouble?
I mean,
are you that lazy?
Yes.
I don't want to have to cut the bread and put the sandwich in the Ziploc bag and put the...
Why don't you just have somebody chew your Hot Pocket and then spit it into your mouth like a baby bird?
I will when I'm rich
someday. It's so much trouble chewing.
Not only will I have a pre-chewer, I'll have a wiper when I'm finished. I'll just... not my mouth now.
Oh, the same guy?
No, different. Different set of hands.
You think of the same guy. You're already that close.
Then when I'm in the restroom, send in the...
The clowns. bathroom clowns. That's what I'm going to have when I'm rich. A blimp and bathroom clowns.
Oscar, what's going on?
All right. I'm going to defend my man, Adam Carolla. You guys are totally misinformed. First of all, he was talking about the note that he saw. It was a girly handwritten note. He didn't know it was from a particular person. He was just making fun of that person because it's a grown ass adult and working at a radio station and claiming and getting mad because somebody stole 99 cents worth of food when there's a good restaurant, I guess, downstairs from you guys.
Well, yeah, okay, but that's expensive downstairs. A turkey sandwich is $6. I know because I buy them in a while.
Like the caller said, Adam didn't know who wrote this. Shayna didn't sign her name.
So we
didn't know that Shayna has no money. So he was just thinking it's like you, Frosty, bitching about an egg roll.
No, look at the writing. Hold it up.
Bubble letters.
It's bubble letters. It's juvenile. It's green ink. It's obviously written by a teenager.
Another thing to make fun of. What the hell are you doing working here?
I guess she could have typed in word perfect in front of
it. But if you find it out like that, don't you assume it's like a young girl that wrote it? And the young girls around here are either interns or they're just now starting out and they don't have any money yet. No, so they can't afford the sandwich downstairs.
And let's get one thing straight. This is not like the midday morning show feud or nothing like that. I was just saying, I heard you mentioned that and I knew who was talking about their food stolen yesterday, and I thought, did Shayna write a note? And I didn't know what he said about it. I didn't accuse him of eating the food. Frosty did that.
I did not.
Just wondered what was said about it, because I was curious about what his opinion. I think he's probably thinking like me. If it's in there and it gets stolen, how can you be so upset? You're so pissed off. You were so violated, yet you just left it there.
It is a violation. It's like breaking and entering, sort of. It's almost like food rape. And I did not say that Adam ate it. I didn't even think that.
Look.
You're trying to paint me as me saying that, and I didn't say that, Adam.
You implied.
I didn't even imply that. You're trying to get me in trouble
now. Either Adam or
now.
Some black guy.
Oh,
from Africa. Or we may be mixing up things, Frank.
I know what I heard.
Could be a Chinese. I don't know.
I know what I heard.
I don't know who ate it. I don't know who ate it. But whoever ate it should have known it wasn't theirs to eat.
Look, when you, let's say, something. I'm trying to find something Frank would care about, but...
He doesn't care about anything except himself.
Let's say you...
Here's the thing. I avoid disaster. I try to. So it's like, with my daughter, she's doing something. I'm like, you better not do that. Don't stand on the top of that ladder. You're going to fall and kill yourself. I'm always looking to avoid disaster. So in this case... this is my food for the week, I'm not going to put it in danger of being stolen. I'm going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
How about this?
Don't act like, if I didn't say anything to my daughter, and I'm just letting her, do stupid stuff, and she falls and breaks her neck, then how can I be so upset when I didn't do anything about it? I didn't do anything to prevent it.
So Shayna has learned a very cruel life lesson. Now that she's in the working world, people will take whatever you leave for them to take. Even if it's not theirs, they'll take it. People will screw you over. Now, is it, we'll get your calls in a second, but our office door is open while we're doing the show here. Our office is down the hall.
Anything
the door
can be going
is wide
on
open.
In there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why they steal my expensive pens. But we also have a fully stocked bar in there. Now, we're doing okay. So if someone walks by and steals our bottle of whiskey, okay, it'll upset us, but we're not going to whine and complain. But let's say we were struggling, starving, you know, fresh out of college people.
Or we were homeless.
Right.
You try to steal a bottle of whiskey from the homeless.
See? Somebody's got a cap in their ass.
Then you'd leave a note. You'd say, excuse me, this is my office. It's my booze in here. Don't steal it. Whoever did it. You'd use the squirrely, giggly, girly writing because you're 20 years old. I understand you would do that then, would you not?
I wonder if there's a lot of shopping cart theft, or box theft on Skid Row.
Mm. I'm sure there is,
right? There's honor among, skids.
You customize your cart that you've stolen from Alf. So
if it's your box, that's where you live. That's your home. Do people not go into your box and just, like, steal whatever you stole out of the garbage can that day?
I guarantee, because they're still human beings, and that's human nature. So I guarantee I've left my cart here with my valuables, whatever was valuable to you. Now, you've left your cart for just a second because you see a trash can that you're going to root around in to try to find cans or a half a sandwich, and somebody else comes along and goes, ooh, Mountain Dew box.
That's why they always have the stuff with them. That's why you always see them pulling the cart or pushing the cart.
Yeah.
They
got
to keep it with them. Because, like vultures, they'll come out of the woodwork if they leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such valuable stuff, too.
Right.
Wouldn't you love to jump in there and reach in that cart and see what's in there and feel around?
What kind of prize
you get? If your hand dissolves.
One of the solutions given to Shayna, so people don't steal her food anymore, is to make dog food burritos. And you guys say that's against the law.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, this is Kristen. She emails us. If someone made the dog food burritos, if they didn't label them, then how could they get sued? I didn't put my name on the dog food burrito. They could say that someone brought it in for them to give to their dog, and they put it in the fridge to take home.
Good. Loophole. I like it.
Obviously, in that case where the firefighters fed dog food to the newbie,
mm-hmm.
they knew it was dog food, and it was all a big joke. In this case, you could say, why couldn't I put dog treats? Party has, like, this bag of, like, dog paste, vitamin paste
mm-hmm,
inside
yeah.
my fridge.
Right.
What's your fridge? It's your house.
But, I mean, it could be possible that there's refrigerated dog food.
Right.
It could be possible, Frank, but come on. If someone sues you because they take a bite of dog food that you put in the company fridge and it goes to trial, how are you going to explain that convincingly to a jury?
As long as you have a dog at home, you could say, well, yeah, I was taking it home. Someone made me a homemade dog burritos.
Well, I guess. But if they can prove that you were upset like Shayna because people were stealing your food before, and then you were obviously getting revenge on the next person who was dumb enough to do it, that's where you get in trouble legally. They could sue you for that.
Steve Allen Irvine suggests Jell-O laxatives.
mm-hmm.
Saying that no one can sue you because Shayna might be going through some tough times, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
She might be needing those.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
If you had laxative, maybe she's taking those to get stuff moving.
Just see if people took those
your pizza rolls out
during lunchtime. It hit them just about in the middle of rush hour when they're stuck in 2 hours of traffic with nowhere to go.
See, I mean, these are the same idiots.
To unpack the Cheesy Mac.
These are the same idiots who work at the radio station who, when we worked at the old building, I heard because I never used the men's room, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, right.
That people would poop in the urinals and shove full L.A. Times in the toilet. Now,
that
why?
Was John and Jeff.
But it's like, why?
They're just looking for attention.
Why?
They want their name brought up in a meeting.
Oh.
Otherwise, it wasn't going to be mentioned.
I think that's the last time it's been brought up since John or Jeff, I don't know which one, pooped in the urinal, allegedly.
That's why we stood in 4 inches of water every time we'd have to go to the bathroom.
It's
like it's like a slum.
Is it funny? I mean, is it funny at the time? You're like, dude, I just pooped in the urinal. Is that funny? I don't know.
By the way, I don't think that ever happened. I think, you know how old that building, the plumbing was so bad, and they used to blame it on that, so they wouldn't have to fix it.
Oh,
maybe that's it.
I see.
And remember they actually locked the bathroom, and we had to go get the key?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't trust it. We were all like children. Yeah.
The plumbing in our bathroom in the other building was older than the steam tunnels of New York City.
So if you work at an office where someone has actually pooped in the urinal one time, they had to lock the bathrooms, are you surprised when someone steals your food out of the fridge?
No.
Should you leave a note? Or is it a huge waste of time that we're all going to laugh at?
Just bring your food every day.
You know, we don't live in the real world here. We work at radio stations. There's just no rules. There's no morality.
I'm drinking beer right now.
Really? Well, share, Frank. I didn't know you started. Share.
I just thought that was
last someone steal the beer I brought in the
other
day.
Drink alone?
Well, usually people who drink alone have a problem.
Right.
Which is me. Most nights. I'm going, honey, you want a glass of wine? I don't really feel like wine. I'll have a grape soda. I'm like,
got another email from Todd saying, I lived in a 6-bedroom apartment in college with 13 people. We could never share food because everyone was a cheap-ass food Nazi. We had 6 gallons of milk in the fridge at the same time with pen marks to mark the milk levels. We used to steal and refill with water.
Yep.
One roommate freaked out because someone used his lettuce. How cheap are you? Oh. You're freaking out for someone. He spun the plastic bag clockwise to close it. Someone, me, took some lettuce and spun it counterclockwise to close it. And that's how he got caught.
And the penguin was facing the other way, Mr. Man.
You should have seen how lame he was, all mad over a head of lettuce. How much is lettuce?
Not very much.
That's not the point,
silly,
Frank. The point is when you're going home and you're planning. Look, I've lived in houses where you're going home and you're planning, oh, I'm going to make my mac and cheese tonight. I'm starving. I've had a long day. I'm exhausted. I just want to go home, have dinner, and go to bed. And you go home and you're like, all right. God damn it.
No lettuce.
Or no
mac and cheese. What kind of party house you living in when one of the guys there is making a salad at dinner? Kick him out. It's keg night.
When you lived in that house with, what, 7 other guys, sort of like an animal house place when you were in college, well, you guys had a one refrigerator, right? So you all had to keep your food in there. Wouldn't you have been mad if you come home after...
There was nothing in that refrigerator but beer.
Okay. It was beer
for everybody? And it was beer for everybody?
And that's because we didn't want to have this problem. You couldn't keep any food in the house. So every single day, we ordered Papa John's pizzas.
Oh, good.
To the point where... Christmas came around, they sent us a Christmas card.
Our best customers. Okay,
it was Papa
fridge.
And his family. With that note that talks about each of the kids and how they're doing, like we're family now.
Right. Well, that's nice.
We're an extended friend.
So, beer fridge, you swing by the liquor store on the way to go in there, and you pick up a six-pack and you stick it in there because you want to have it later that night. 3-4 hours later, you go upstairs to the fridge and they're all gone. You tell me you wouldn't be mad?
No.
Oh, you would too.
No, we established early. You always buy your friend's beer. And if it's there, it's fair game. That's why I drink so much. Because if I had bought a six-pack, I had to drink it then. I couldn't stop at one.
Okay. Oh, you knew it'd be gone.
Yeah.
John.
The Strohs came out with a 30-pack. Oh, I never made it to class.
Up, John. Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's up, John?
Well, when the big containers come in for the refrigerator at work, everybody gets a sampling. Same thing with coffee and everything like that. We all take the sampling. It doesn't change. It's never going to change.
But it should. We want to make a better world where people don't steal.
Frank.
I don't really have anything to give away today.
I
don't have any prizes. Yeah.
So John's all about, what do you got? Gimme, 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 gimme. Gimme your food. Gimme your prize.
Oh, here's a good one. Steve says, my friend's fraternity used to fill up their fridge with beer bottles filled with human urine. They did this every time they had a party, and they would post a note on the fridge saying, for brothers only, and tell all the other brothers not to drink them, telling them it was really human urine. And it never failed that the fridge would be empty after every party.
Oh, my God.
And they never felt bad because whoever drank it was warned. It said for brothers only, so obviously you're stealing. They warned all the brothers not to drink it because it was pee.
I'm with them on that, because frat house is a whole set of different rules. That's different from a company workplace. But even
fill your pizza rolls with pee, Shana. I've solved it.
Yeah, but that's going to take a lot of balance and coordination.
True.
No, seriously. Mm.
Yeah, never
Who
mind.
Do
we'll,
that?
We'll come up with something else.
Brandon in Westlake Village, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I'm with Shana, or Shanane, or whoever she is.
Shana.
Yeah, Shana. You know what? When I was in college, I lived off the Top Ramen, mayonnaise sandwiches, and the 5-liter Mountain Chablis Franzia. You know, the box stuff, Heidi. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely, I do.
And so I know the pain. And, you know, to even suggest that she could even bring food in there with frosty rum in the halls is just, you know, I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
But see, the one guy that you think would steal food is an honorable gentleman.
How do we know it's not him? Maybe he's playing the side of I'm so pissed off because he's the chow hound.
Oh, I'm not that good of an actor.
But anyways, nevertheless, I work for a supermarket. I talked to a few people. We're going to get all the mac and cheese you could ever handle, some food cards, and get that stuff to her.
Oh,
look
Brandon.
At that. Donations for Shane.
That's wonderful.
Nice. That's right.
She's going to get all fat now, and I'll have to fire her.
Bring it out to our party.
Yeah. You got it.
No, she's an aspiring lingerie model.
She is?
Yeah, I think she wants to be a lingerie model. So I don't know about the mac and cheese, Shana.
I think she's majoring in that at community college.
Maybe you better thank whoever stole that mac and cheese from you.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Why do you say that?
I just wouldn't even picture
Why
that.
Why do you have that disgusted look on your face?
I wouldn't even picture that.
She's too small. She's a
you
tiny
like
little...
You fart.
Don't lingerie models have big hooters?
Yeah, she's a tiny little chick.
She's got big hooters.
She does?
She's tiny.
For a tiny girl, she's got huge boobs.
I've never noticed, I guess.
She's 3 feet tall, but she's a tiny little midget person.
Well, she's going to do midget lingerie.
Ah! Okay, well, I guess there's a market for that.
Well, when I'm loaded, I'm starting it.
Can't you just use Barbie clothes? That are threadbare. I said threadbare. When's the last time?
You know, I don't think it's ever come
My
up
sheets are threadbare. The thing I have is threadbare.
Here's another email from Ed. Said, I had roommates who always ate my leftovers, and I went to the backyard and found some semi-dried dog turds. Wearing dishwashing gloves, I rolled tiny little sausage-like balls out of it and put them on my leftover pizza.
Oh,
sure enough, next day, the dog poop slices were gone.
Oh, no.
Karma's going to get you every time.
No.
That's the karma.
Wow. You will
dog
get
turd
yours.
Cheese pizza.
But how are all the slices gone? I mean, don't you go, that's a strange-looking pepperoni.
Well, maybe they don't have
taste.
The
pepperoni. He rolled them like the sausage balls. Like there's certain pizza joints, you know, when you get sausage, it's more like chunks.
Thank you, guys. If you've never eaten petrified dog turd, maybe there's no taste to it. So if it's on a pizza full of sauce and cheese and pepper.
Even if it had no taste. I mean, you know what sausage tastes like. Wouldn't you be curious that the sausage has no taste?
Well, yeah. But
and if I look at something and it seems odd, I smell it before I eat it.
Do you?
Yes.
Spoken like a true lesbian.
That's right. If that don't look right, I'm going... That's bad. I ain't eating that.
That don't pass his desperation
date. No, 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 no.
Put
your pants on.
He's gone.
Put your pants on.
We're going out to dinner.
Try not to sit directly on my cloth seat, so that's going to stick.
David and Ventura, somewhat quickly. Hello. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I used to have some pretty messed up roommates. You know, I'd go to, Vaughn's or whatever, buy my lunch meat and all that, and I'd come home and they'd basically eat it all. So I'd buy a pizza, I'd get some black habanero peppers, you know, those really, really hot peppers.
Yeah.
Chop them up like, you know, little pieces of pepper, throw them on there. And basically, they would run out of the house screaming, you know, because they were so damn hot.
Aren't you the devious one? You know what I hate about the lunch meat days? You get that pack with the four. It's like, honey roasted ham, turkey, chicken, then pickle loaf.
You don't like pickle loaf?
Oh, it's so wrong. It's like, no, it's wrong. It's as bad as Jell-O with cottage cheese suspended
in it. It's like a bologna with acne.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like you're eating Brian Adams skin graft.
I'm sure Brian Adams really made the radio.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. On... 97.1, the FM talk station, where the music is always too loud.
What?
It just sounds loud in our ears. But out there, it doesn't.
I hate to scream
it. Really doesn't. Email saying, I will give you $20 for new pizza rolls if you'll change the effing topic, Jack Silver.
Oh, I'm the boss. Hey, Jack.
You know, that seems kind of strange. Jack wants us to get off the topic of stealing food in the office place, doesn't it?
Clearly. It's a sign as to who might have taken it.
Little, you know, if we keep talking about it, keep investigating, that it'll eventually come out that Jack, in fact, stole the pizza rolls.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Interesting.
He's been going through some hard times. He's barely eking by. I think he needs to steal food to survive.
He looks like a pizza roll fan, doesn't he?
Does.
I mean, you can just tell by looking at him.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Really? What's that supposed to mean? Saying Jack's put on some weight?
Oh, no. I kind of
said Jack's looking fat.
Oh, no. You know, I think Jack's a very handsome man.
I'll say that now. Backtrack. I just called
sexy.
Him fatty.
Sexy. Sexy. He is.
For a fat guy, right?
I find him very attractive. No, he's actually a little too thin for my liking. I like him thick.
Oh, now you're just being ridiculous.
Wait, your arms are crossed and your legs are crossed. That
all
means
right,
you don't need it.
Let me uncross everything.
Oh, sorry, I called you on that. Could you cross anything else? I bet your toes are crossed, too.
My toes are crossed.
Hey, Johnny in Phoenix, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, I'm driving out this Saturday for the party out there, driving out from Phoenix. See
all the way to Long Beach.
Is this the crazy Johnny with the tattoo?
Yeah, yeah.
This is Johnny with, he was on Carol's show, got the tattoo of Don King on his armpit.
Yeah.
He was also out at, he's been to a couple of our
Malibu
events.
Inn.
Yep, been out to Canes to see you guys for the Halloween party last year. That was your sixth, right?
Yeah, this is our seventh this year. Yeah. Saturday at the Vault 350 in Long Beach. That's a hell of a drive. That's, we're flattered. I wouldn't drive that far to hear us.
Hey, it's a great excuse to come on out for a road trip, you guys. I love you guys.
Thanks, Johnny.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, just wanted to ask, that area over there, is there decent hotels? I think there's a hotel next door to the place.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of hotels right there in Long Beach. So
Pine Avenue, I think, is where it is. Right?
Or just sleep in the street like the bums do. They do that as well.
Yeah, I'd give that a try. Hey, and Frank, what about, can I get the Thespian hookup for me and my lady?
The Thespian hookup? You want to meet an actress?
No.
Did you say lesbian?
No, my friend, my girl.
Your girl's a lesbian?
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, she'll switch it.
Oh, trust me, Johnny, there are going to be plenty of lesbians there on Saturday.
Well, cool.
It'll sound like a hen house.
I was hoping to hook up a third one for the party for me and her.
There will be. There'll be some there.
We'll see you there, right, John, and the rest of you, too. That's Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It's at the Vault 350 in Long Beach. If you missed that, I go to our website, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com.
Now I have more food news.
Oh, good.
This is out of Michigan. A small but growing coffee house chain is changing its name amid concern that the moniker, meant to celebrate the seed of its main product, also is a derogatory term for Hispanics. Yes, Beaner's Coffee, based in East Lansing, Michigan, informed franchisees and employees at its 77 stores in Michigan and 8 other states that it would become Big B Coffee effective January 31st. Quote, that just doesn't really fall within our mission to have a name that is derogatory, said Robert C. Wetback, Beaner's chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
We felt it was important to do the right thing and change the name.
That's funny. Yeah.
My mind's racing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something too. But you want to make it to our 7th anniversary Saturday.
Sometimes you should just enjoy the moment.
I'm enjoying the look on your face.
Yeah. Why hasn't Cracker Barrel been forced to change?
I don't know.
Do you remember the restaurant Sambo's?
Yes.
They were forced to change. Like back in the 80s, that was a popular restaurant. They had, how many restaurants did they have?
They're all over the Midwest.
1,200 restaurants in 48 states.
Yeah, 48, I thought it was just the Midwest South thing. They were everywhere then.
Yeah.
Didn't they become, they're kind of like a Denny's.
I don't know what they became.
Very similar to Denny's. Yeah, Sambo's.
Yeah. So they had to change their name for basically similar reasons.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Those guys who created it. Named Sam and Bo.
Well, there you go. There's a reason.
But they did have the motif that was kind of Sambo.
Well, okay, fine. They changed that. But Beaner's Coffee, obviously coffee beans is where Beaner's comes from.
Yeah, that's not really.
We're so overly sensitive now, you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, even like the Anti-Defamation League for Hispanics said, we understand that Beaner's was about coffee beans.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to do that, better be safe than sorry, they said. But we weren't pissed. It's no big deal.
Well, if no one was pissed, why do they, if no one's mad?
They're probably just trying to make the news. How much advertising? Have you ever heard of Beaner's Coffee before until now?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bigsby's Coffee? They went Bigsby's because it's a black bee with an orange background. So they had to keep the bee.
It seems like it draws more attention to the racial slur that was never there. By changing your name when no one was even upset. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it becomes a slur when it wasn't before and no one was mad. Now you think it. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The act of changing it itself made it a problem.
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the term beaner was preceded by bean eater, a slur against Latin Americans, particularly Mexicans. The earliest example goes back to 1919, and the first recorded use of beaner as a derogatory term was 1965.
Really? The first incident, 65?
But if I'm German...
It was a summer day.
But it was only Bean Eater before that. They got shortened in 65.
I'm German. They call Germans krauts because they were kraut eaters. Now, if somebody goes, you're a kraut, am I going to go, Germans enjoy the mashed potatoes and the sauerkraut and the pork. That's
we call Frosty a Twinkie.
See? It's no big
deal. I understand that.
Are you mad? If we call you chowder or we call an Irishman a mick.
Kraut was offensive for you Germans.
Why?
Because we were at war with the Germans. They were the enemy. They were the bad guys. Go shoot the krauts.
So?
But to call someone a bean eater or a beaner, if in fact you eat a lot of beans and you're not the enemy, doesn't seem like that would be offensive. I'm Irish. You want to call me a beer drinker or whatever, some slur about
Well, they call
green...
you mixer patties. And...
Yeah.
Who cares?
I just don't know where that patty. Doesn't offend me. There's a lot of Irish people named Patty, so how is that an offense? It is what it is.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Well, unless you can't say what's offensive if you're not part of that group.
I know.
I mean, that's really...
I know.
Arrogant.
No, it's not arrogant. It's just hard for me to understand. There are racial slurs, which we won't use on the air, and you shouldn't, that only exist to be a slur. And there's other things like kraut, as you said, for Germans. You do eat kraut.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Irish people do drink beer. You do what you do. So just to point that out, I don't understand how that is suddenly a slam. It's almost like, hey, if you're Irish, it's a badge of honor to be a sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
We take pride in how much we can drink.
Yeah,
we
but live it's really to drink kind of an odd conversation. You're an Irish guy trying to tell Mexicans not to get pissed off at Boehner.
I mean, it's a stretch.
I mean, you really think you're going to change any minds here?
No, I'm not changing any minds. But
now, oh, real? Well, Frosty said we shouldn't be pissed. Okay.
Have a pissed if you want, but I don't understand why you would be pissed. Does that make any sense?
Mm.
If it doesn't make sense, maybe that's the problem.
No, it just makes you insensitive.
Doesn't make me insensitive.
Put yourself in their shoes.
I can't understand. Even if I were in their shoes, I wouldn't understand. That's what I'm saying. Come be Irish, Frank. Step in my Irish shoes. Now let me make fun of you drinking too much. It's not going to offend you because, yeah, I drink too much. I do. We love our beer. So?
Yeah, if you call me a wino, am I going to be
offended?
No, I drink a lot of wine. I'm a wino. I don't care. It's not going to offend me.
Now, if there were another word.
You're going to be hard-pressed to make me.
Dyko.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
I really don't care.
Faggoty delicious.
I know there are people who've called me a dyke.
You know you don't like that.
I don't care.
Hire me.
You. You know you don't like that.
I called you that
one time. You said, don't do it ever again.
What?
Remember that time on the air I called him faggoty delicious?
Right.
His
nickname.
That.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
Oh. I don't remember the context.
You go, yeah, it might have been funny for the audience, too, but that really kind of stung.
I never said that.
I'll never call you a faggot.
Right,
delicious
I'm not
again.
Gay, so why would it sting? I didn't say that.
I was surprised you even said anything.
I didn't say that. Like you tried to say earlier that I said Adam Carolla stole the food from Shane. I didn't say that either.
Frank says
these things I never said. Then because he says them, people think I said them.
You're sounding defensive now.
You're like rewriting history is what
I'm
doing.
Not.
You're like Hitler.
Have I called you faggoty delicious since that day? Till today?
I don't think so, but I never
you
told
go.
You not to. I wouldn't.
Because I respect your feelings. I'm like you respecting Latin American feelings.
I didn't say anything about it. Now
I didn't
you're
tell
making
you to get over
now
it.
Now you're acting like I have an issue with this. The only
Whatever.
Issue I have is the fact that you say I had an issue with it, and I didn't have an issue with it. That's the issue. Now you're making it an issue. Now
so
you're
you don't mind if I call you that anymore? I can call you anytime I want?
Now I will, because you've made it an issue, but it wasn't an issue until now.
So you do have an issue?
Well, now, yes.
All right.
But 90 seconds ago, no. But you just gave birth
Why
to...
Why now?
Because you've now pointed out, erroneously, that I had an issue with it. And I didn't. But now I do, because you suggested I did when I didn't. So now I do. But for a different reason.
Hmm.
You go out of your way sometimes.
I don't.
I'm an easy target. You don't have to go out of your way to fabricate things.
I'm not fabricating anything.
To say I was upset by something I wasn't upset with. I'm upset by enough legitimate things. Pick on one of those.
See, we can tell when you get pissy when I'm telling the truth.
This isn't pissy.
What is this then?
This is just mild boil. This is like steeping.
Why would you even steep if you don't even care?
I don't care. That's my point.
I thought it was really funny, an ad lib. I called you something funny,
sure
and you got upset about it. And I said, okay, I'll never call you that again. Is there something else you'd like me to call you? You said, Frosty, thank you.
Look, I don't even remember that comment, but I wouldn't have been upset.
Well, you're Irish. You drink too much.
Well, whatever. Frenchman. Why don't you just come over and invade your space? You clearly won't fight back.
Well,
you'll stand there and cry. Well,
see, you took the ammunition right away.
There we go. Because
Snail
I have B.O. because I'm French.
Snail eater.
They don't have guns. They just blow their arms.
They just blow our armpits in your direction.
You dip-a-doo denouve.
Surrender. Oh, bye. That was like a French-Chinese guy.
But we're cool, right?
Yeah, we're cool,
all right.
Barely. But you tried to make us uncool for no reason at all. You're like just stirring things
up. I'm not.
You're
relax,
like,
dude.
You're like Vladimir Putin over there. Chill, Vlad.
I was pointing out, never mind.
You were pointing out something that didn't exist. Now it exists only because you pointed out what you thought was there but wasn't.
No, I was saying I didn't understand why you got pissed. Like, you didn't understand why Mexicans don't like Wiener. And I said, well, don't you remember the time I didn't understand why you didn't like to be called something and I respected you?
Fine. I'll use that example. And I'm sorry to go back to the Wiener thing, but because Frank just said it, I'm using that as an example. Let's say you're now a Mexican. And you honestly have no problem with being called a beaner. But now I'm being you. So, you have a problem with being called beaner, huh? You don't like beaner, huh? You don't like it? You don't like when people call you beaner? You have a problem with beaner? You got a problem with it? You don't like beaner? Well, see, now you have a problem with it.
Yeah, you kind of did.
What, with faggoty delicious? No, I didn't say. You don't like faggoty delicious?
No.
Delicious faggoty?
See, now you have a problem with it. Not about being beaner, but the fact that someone is suggesting you have a problem with it when you didn't. But now it's a problem. I win. The end.
So now never call you that again.
Never call me a beaner ever again.
Can we call you FD?
Can I call you FB?
Don't you already?
Usually there's an N between an F and a C.
And I'm just glad I upgraded. Usually it's FC. Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be quick, Heidi.
Remember,
let me
FB,
take your stop.
Remember, FB, FC.
Well, F you.
Anyway, how we get on this?
Right, everybody lean into your radio group hug.
Yeah, oh. 7 years together, love, peace.
Come on, you got to be serious.
Our big party's coming up.
Guys, you can't even hug right.
Now, well.
You ruin everything.
Don't just stand there with your arms at your side. You got to hug back.
Yeah. Love.
Both them together couldn't even reach around me, I noticed.
Oh, is that what you want?
No,
I reach around.
See.
FD.
Again, misquoted. U L M P R V.
I'm gonna have to figure that one out.
Oh, I got it.
Lesbo, moron.
P. Munch something.
No, I just want to call you a lumper.
Lumper?
Well, you know what? That hurts. I feel that in my bones.
Never call her that again.
You're upset, huh? People call you a lumper. You're upset, huh? Are you upset now, huh? The show of love celebrating 7 years together Sunday.
Saturday. Yeah, blah, okay, blah. Who cares when?
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Got an email here from one of our Asian listeners when I said that we call you Twinkie based on what you eat. It says that Twinkie is actually a derogatory term for Americanized Asians. Yellow on the outside, white on the inside. It says we have our own self-hate issue. Fan. Not my name, just a fan.
I'd never heard that. Okay, stop. This isn't the drinking show.
What? It is for me. I'm drinking.
I love whatever you're
one letter
drinking.
Away from a $35,000 fine.
Because you're funny and filthy. My favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, you hoodlums.
Hey, Mike, in Riverside.
Hey, now, you all remember the Barnacle, the Bitch, and the Weasel?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fabby Delicious was the name of the weasel that Frank gave him, and he got all uppity about.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go, Frosty.
I don't remember this,
that
Mike.
Was like
I
our
really
show. We were going to do a show.
Yeah, it was going to be like a cartoon superhero pink tutu wearing weasel.
Oh,
Delicious.
Yes, I remember that now. And I was upset because I had no input. I wanted to choose my own name. I don't care what name you're sticking with.
It was a think tank.
And you're mad because Barnacle Frank went first.
Well, I just didn't like the name, and I wanted to come up with something better. That's what upset me, not the fact that it was Faggoty Delicious.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than that.
Sure,
well, I'm sure there is. I thought we should flesh it out a little more.
Or was that our gay cereal show? I can't remember.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever it was. That's why I was upset. You misunderstood.
You don't like to be named. You want to name yourself.
Exactly. I have a control problem.
Issues.
Subject, Frosty and Heidi are retarded. Sometimes the word used to offend someone has nothing offensive about it. It's the meaning behind it that hurts.
No, I understand that.
So when someone usually a white person, uses bean or beaner when referring to a person of Latin America, says that it's usually used as malice or the intent is to offend.
Oh, I understand that. But
the word and the meaning and it's bean eating doesn't really, that's not what offends. It's like, I know you're saying that because you're trying to hurt my feelings, and the fact that you're trying pisses me off.
Right.
Yeah, well, I agree with that totally, Frank. I understand that. I'll even add to that. You could call someone that's a minority or whatever. You could call them an American, but the inflection can make it sound like a cut down. Yeah, way to go. American. I mean, the way you say it.
That's a horrible example.
It's terrible. Absolutely ridiculous. But my point is, even in saying something okay with venom in your voice and disgust in your eye, Heidi Hamilton.
Sorry, what are you going to call me of?
Hey, there's a Sambo's in Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Still open.
We should go.
I thought they had to change the name years ago.
I thought they did, too.
Hmm.
Well, surely the logo isn't the same as what it used to be.
Well, says Millie writes in saying, we ate at Sambo's in Santa Barbara recently. You can buy all kinds of little black Sambo items in the restaurant.
No.
And they have great food.
No.
And mimosas.
Hmm. There's no way. That has to be a joke. Really?
No, it's true. I mean, I don't know. This person said they ate there recently.
They still sell that stuff there?
What'd you say, mimosas?
Mamiosas.
How I love you.
What would, they,
What would they serve there? Yeah.
No. We
next time Dad comes to visit, I'll take him there. Make his day.
He would.
So proud of his boy.
Oh, that's a good find, son.
Saul, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Great. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. It's been a while since I've called to check in. You know, I just want to tell you guys, you know, stop making fun of Frosty. He's not faggoty delicious. He's just faggoty.
Thanks, Saul.
Welcome.
He's faggoty sour.
Thanks, Saul. At least my name backwards isn't Lou Ass.
Told him.
I win. Ow.
Ooh, that one's going to leave a mark. That was in your tender place.
And I have so many tender places. You got the big one, though. In other news. And now this. Because there's no segue from what
really
the hell we just did to whatever the hell we're going to...
What we just did.
We talk about blow-off classes for a second, for those of you who ever went to college, unlike some people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about an easy blow-off class, an easy blow-off college. You ever hear of the college in Claremont called Pitzer College? Pitzer.
In Claremont here in California?
Daddy, I want to go to Pitzer College. I'm a major in pitching.
Oh.
Pitzer College.
Okay.
For guys who have trouble with their aim.
On a windy day, it's pits in the wind. Pitzer College this fall is starting to offer what may be the nation's most amazing blow-off class. Now, for those who did go to college, you know there's some classes that I think are called electives.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're called different things. But
how many credits do you have? Electives are called electives everywhere, aren't they?
I think so.
Classes
no.
You don't have to take.
It's not
kind
required.
Of filler.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'll take that.
Bowling was an elective.
Right.
No one's majoring in it.
No, I took bowling as a PE requirement. That was a physical education
requirement. I didn't have PE requirements in college.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did, too. I swear to you.
You had a list of electives, and there was, like,
for
racquetball.
Radio, television, film?
Frank, you're so wrong. Maybe they changed. It was Indiana State, actually. Yeah, you needed 4 credits of PE. I took golf, and I took bowling, and that was my 4 credits.
What does that have to do with radio, television,
nothing,
film career?
Nothing, but it's a general ed requirement. Maybe they don't do that anymore, right? And I had to take 2 damn PE classes.
Oh, God.
You took golf?
Golf and bowling.
I've seen you golf. Did you fail that class?
Well, it's just
bowling. I'll give you an A in bowling.
It was just introduction to golf theory. It was like nothing but studying Harvey Pinnick.
The little green book.
Yeah, I never went out of the course. I just read it. Proving I win. Otherwise,
like
how would I know Harvey Pinnick?
Your tests would be if you shoot 1 under par, what is that
called?
Yeah,
it was a blow-off requirement. They knew if you were Tiger Woods, you wouldn't be taking the class. Talk about a blow-off class, bowling. Anyway, the
ultimate, one of Harvey Pinnick's, like, did they show his golf training videos?
They did, yeah. He's old in him.
Oh,
old
guy. I don't even know what he looked like young, but he was like just covered in liver spots, just a skeleton with skin, and he's sitting over there with, like, you know, I don't know if it's a wheelchair or just a, he would be on a golf cart, but just slumped in there, just a pile of melon. Like, all right, he said you want to keep your hands in front, relax your shoulders, he did.
He wouldn't even use a golf ball. He'd use rounded chunks of mammoth jaw, which he was more used to. Anyway, Pitzer College, remember them? This fall, they're offering the nation's ultimate blow-off class. I'm not making this up. It's a 3-credit class. You can actually get an elective credit for taking the YouTube class. A class in surfing YouTube.
Oh, my God.
The 1-semester course, of which 35 students have already enrolled in, consists mainly of work online where you view YouTube content and post comments about it. That's the college class. How'd you like to be mom or dad writing the check to pay for those 3 college credits?
I wouldn't.
YouTube class?
but think about it. I mean, being a radio, television, film major, same with me, is that, you know, one of my things would be...
Don't admit that.
I know. What a waste. But one of my things would be to watch the news at night, pick whichever network you wanted to watch, listen to it, and then in a journal every night just say, you know, I was watching Peter Jennings and the topics were this and I think this, and just 1 page in a journal, and that's your assignment.
There you go.
That's
in
it.
15 seconds you've said what to do. You don't need to study that for a semester. Anyway, YouTube
class. I paid
class.
For that. I paid.
There you go.
Okay, oh, don't
that's
don't,
my diploma, don't. Damn it.
Now we know you're lying.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Southern California.